Welcome to the Blissed Out Podcast. Be warned, those who stay are likely to elevate their mindset, open their minds, and get a sense of personal expansion. This might result in bellyache laughters, lack of excuses, and a lot of empowerment. To those willing to proceed, welcome to the Blissed Out Podcast.
Ay caramba!
Let's do this.
Hello and welcome to this brand new podcast. I actually cannot believe I'm doing this. I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you before, but is there any moment that you've just had to do something? Not because you're desperate at all, but just because you have to do it, you know? Every time we are going to make a big decision, it usually comes after a big fuck it, you know, like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to allow myself to trust the process and just do it. Just do it. That thing you're not doing because you're too afraid or whatever. I invite you today with my heart still beating a little bit fast because I'm a little bit nervous, I'm not gonna lie. I invite you to just go do that. Like, whatever you're doing, whatever excuse you're putting to not do that one thing you've been putting, I invite you to look at it straight in the face and be like, okay, why is this something I'm afraid of? Okay? Like, why am I afraid of this? And then answer the question and then try to sit with that answer for a little bit and flesh it, you know? There's so many layers to our fears and, you know, it's never going to be the right time to do it. Anyways, it's never going to be the right time to do that hard decision. So the thing that pushed me to actually press that record button and be talking here is something you'll be able to realize as time passes, but so basically, I'm a passionate yogi. I'm a passionate human being, passionate about learning about humans, human connections, just the planet we live in, sustainability, scholarship. Yeah, that's something I also am passionate about to a degree. And all things that lead to those other things that give us more awareness about this wonderful thing we just call life. I haven't been brave enough to do this before, I'm going to be honest, because it's scary. It's scary to put myself out here and just start talking about stuff, you know, because we live in this era where we have been so, where at least from where I am, we have been, I don't know, kind of being told to, like, play it small. You know, stay small, don't do much, don't bother, don't rock the boat. Because, you know, like, we're too comfortable, and it's really comfortable to stay traditional, you know? Change is never going to be easy. I want to find my voice by using it. And navigating life as a 23-year-old young woman, trying to do the best that she can, is literally what you're going to always be listening here. Okay, so this is this promise. Okay, like, I'm actually going to make a moment to stop and invite you all to take a deep breath. Like, actually let that fill in. And then pause for a moment. Keep it there. You can. Open your mouth. Take a little bit of extra air in. Just a little more. And then let it go. Let's do that one more time. Take a deep, deep, deep breath in. Hold it. And then let it go. Take note of how your body is feeling right now at this moment and see if you want to change anything, like any positions, if there's any fidgets. You know, one thing that I really want to be able to offer through this space that we are creating together, because it's not just me talking, like, I'm going to be feeding myself, like, that's my compromise from now on. Like, the reason why I did this small pause was to relocate myself in this moment with you and just make myself this promise in front of everybody to do the best I can. Okay. We're going to be talking a lot about this, but I'm going to do the best I can from now on. Okay. And I want you guys to be there for me to keep me accountable. Okay. I give you the right to do that. Okay. We're here always to be, not judges, but supporters of each other. Okay. So what I want to be talking about this time that we create, this time and this space that we're creating together, I don't know how long it's going to be, honestly. I'm just going to leave that to the universe. But we're going to be talking about empowerment, about consciousness, conventional wisdom, you know, that random stuff that just comes out. And it's sometimes just by looking for like one full minute and just like dedicating your full attention to that one thought or that one feeling, you know, there is conventional wisdom, you know, that we can draw out of just observing random stuff around the day, you know, our thoughts included. They are really good points of references to let us know like where we are at, like where are you situated in yourself, in your life, what is going on, like how are you doing for like for real, how are you doing? Yeah, I'm asking, like, how are you doing? All right, another thing we're going to be talking about is going to be, well, uncomfortable conversations. Sorry, my dogs are barking in the background. Whenever someone arrives, it's just a really bad time. I'm going to talk about touchy subjects, uncomfortable conversations. I'm going to be discussing different points of view through this amazing tool that we have, which is storytelling. Occasional meditations every now and then. And the invitation through, you know, this whole time that we're going to be creating this space of growth and self-development is that, you know what, it is our choice if we want to show up. It is our choice. It's up to us if we want to make our life a work of art. Or if you just want to make it something about chance, you can do that life. But if you want to live your life intentionally, what is a relationship that you have to yourself? Like, how is that stuff going on? Like, sincerely, how is that going on? Like, that relationship to yourself. I think we owe enough responsibility to our own relationship with ourselves to, like, then to other people, you know? Sometimes we live so focused on external validation that we don't even give ourselves the opportunity to validate ourselves. How is somebody else going to validate us if we do not even validate ourselves, our feelings, our emotions, the things that trigger us, the things that make us happy, the things that make us the way they are, the way we are. That relationship that we have to the world, our community, ourselves, to others, it's such a good source of information to just let us know how we're doing, where we're at, like what's up? And at the same time, it's always a moment of transition. We're always going in circles. I don't know if in circles is the right word, but life is made out of cycles. You know, there's good times, there's bad times. We're never going to be flat. Like, that's not life. Life is meant to be like a roller coaster. And at the end of the day, you know, we're just here for a little while. It is really up to you if you want to show up or not. And that's what I want to do in this space. I want to be able to show up, to think critically, to sit down with myself, with you, and, you know, anybody who listens to this stuff, you know. I want to change the narrative of need versus wanting. Like, what is the difference in that? How to navigate the world as a human being in the 21st century? You know what? That's basically what I wanted to do. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm so excited. I'm really grateful that I have experiences and a snippet of perspective that might bring out a sense of connection with you. I always strive to grasp as many different points of view and perspectives about stuff, about personal growth, about the way we look at, you know, from everything to mental health, to academics, to politics, to the way we like our gelatos. That's also a place of difference and different perspectives. So my intention with my life, not just this podcast, but with my, you know, my fucking life, like my life, what I want to do with it is, oh boy, is to just live authentically, with purpose, with curiosity, to talk about challenging conversations and stuff that's uncomfortable. Those are the conversations that we should be having in order to break free from the shackles, I don't know if that's the word, the things that keep us tied to attachment and the material, tangible, extremely not gracious reality. You know, we can look at the world through different many eyes, and one of them can be, you know, life is horrible, life is monotonous, life is just the way it is because, you know, that's the way it is. Or you can be like, oh, okay, I've been placed in this world and I have an unlimited amount of capacities and creativity and will of power, purpose, and things to share and things to grow with and things to explore. The world is so big. And it is up to you if you want to be a victim of the world or if you want to make the world your oyster. Make the world your oyster. Like, it's you and the world. It's not you against the world. Work with it. Energetics. That's also another thing I really want to talk about. So, I really hope that you get to enjoy the ride. I want to always invite you to be a human that is more connected to its humanity. I think I'm going to start wrapping up this episode because it's supposed to be short, I think, because it's my first episode. But I want to wrap up by saying that I really always want to make this a place that's safe to talk. I actually really want to make this statement right now, and I will repeat it every time, that this is a safe place to talk about stuff. The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful. All the things that will make us feel more united, connected, identified by our stories, by laughing, by swearing, and just sharing a space. I want to be co-creating this with people, with whoever listens to this. Let's wrap this up. Okay. So again, thank you for being here in this podcast that still doesn't have a name, but it will have soon. I'm between Inner Thani or Blissed Out Life or Blissed Out Vanya, or I don't know if I should include my name or not, but I don't know. I'm just thinking about different things. Make sure you like, subscribe, leave a comment, give a 5-star review, whatever helps support this podcast. I will always be iterating this all the time so that you never forget. If you feel like this is going to be helpful for someone, please as well feel free to go ahead and do that. And I think that's it. Thank you guys.